If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Everybody, welcome to Beyond the Bell. I'm Andrew Zarian here on Fightful. Of course, I'm joined by my lifetime tag team partner, Rich Stambolian. Oh, that's not you.
What's
there you
going
are.
On? It's me. What's up, it's man? You. How you doing?
Oh, man. You know, it's been a hectic life.
We haven't done the show in a while, huh? When was the last time we did this? 2 weeks ago? Three weeks ago?
This is the most unstable my schedule has been. Like,
yeah,
you know, some of the stuff that's happening and listen, some terrible, some very good. My personal life, you know, there's a great Gary Delabate line where he goes, my personal life is a two, but my professional life is a nine. Mine is the opposite. My personal life is a 10. My professional life is chaotic and a two right now.
And you're being constantly hunted by that sleep paralysis demon also.
Dude, that thing has been chasing me, You know what it is? It's not a sleep paralysis demon. It's the Benadryl man in the hat.
Oh, no.
Do you know about the Benadryl man in the hat? If you take too much of it, there's a man that appears in the corner of your room, and he just sits there.
It's one of the side effects.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's up? What's up? Let's talk wrestling.
A lot of wrestling going on this weekend. We have Saturday night's main event. You have an NXT show. You have TNA on Friday, I believe. They have a special or a pay-per-view, whatever you're going to call it.
A full week.
You have Double or Nothing on Sunday. A lot of wrestling. This is what we're going to do. We're gonna summarize everything that's going on. And then we're going to do a Q&A because there's so many questions I haven't been able to answer for the last couple of weeks with the Q&As. So, and I'm sure this stuff people want to ask me about AEW and Triller and everything else happening. So, where do you want to go? You want to start off with Monday Night Raw? Because, you know what? We should start off with Monday Night Raw, and I'll tell you why. On Observer, I do, for people who don't know, I'm on that other thing called the Wrestling Observer. I do Wrestling Observer Live on Sundays on the radio. And I really upset people. MG was there with my Logan Paul Mr. Beast comment.
Oh, the reflection of what Kenny Omega said?
Yeah. Well, I said, you know, we'll go into it, but let's talk about Logan Paul here. The show kicked off with Logan Paul, right? Logan Paul is challenging Jey Uso for the title at Saturday Night's Main Event.
Yeah.
And the topic that came up on Observer Live was, you know, like, we are all heard the Kenny Omega comment about Mr. Beast and, you know, if they could have it their way, that would be the main event. And
at WrestleMania.
At WrestleMania or wherever, or pay-per-view. And my comment was, that's not too far from reality, guys. Like,
right.
You have to remember, like, WWE, we can't look at it in through our lens anymore. Mm-hmm. Like us. I'm a 41-year-old man. MG, he's 260. You, the sweetest 15-year-old that looks 43.
Mm-hmm.
We're all different levels of the spectrum. Wrestling does not, WWE's main client, of course they cater to us, but their main client is not us anymore. It's not the people listening to Fightful. It's not the people listening to the Wrestling Observer. It is a whole different mainstream pop culture approach to things. Look at NXT. NXT is a whole different company than it was 5 years ago. It's appealing to, it's attempting to at least, appeal to a younger generation of wrestling fan. It is a spectacle. Every show is a WrestleMania.
Well, think about it this way.
Yeah.
I'm going to interrupt you just because you touched on a very important point there, which is A, the spectacle, and B, the pop culture thing. So take a little time travel trip to the Rock and Wrestling Connection, right? Which was the first time you get these big music acts involved with something like wrestling, right?
Yeah.
And it amplified that popularity, and then you had Hulkamania, et cetera. WWE didn't rely on that in the Attitude Era because it became the pinnacle of pop culture.
It did.
You know,
like it saturated pop culture.
Zero celebrities in that era. In the Austin era, there was nothing. It was all Austin because he was pop culture, right?
Yeah.
Now it's kind of like a combination of both, where you're getting all these guest stars from the last couple of years. And like, think about it this way. I do think the moment of Bad Bunny headlining a pay-per-view for WWE was like the catalyst for all this stuff. And because he did such a great job, it's opening it up for a lot of this other crossover, you know?
So my point is, you know, like, you got Damian Priest and Bad Bunny in Puerto Rico. Imagine a title being on the line there. You know?
Do you think
is
people would have complained?
Is that too far off?
I don't think so. Do you think people would have complained as much because Logan Paul is so hateable? If it was Bad Bunny. If Bad Bunny won the United States Championship or the Intercontinental Championship in Puerto Rico, you know?
I don't think
people would have a problem with it.
No, because I think he's more universally liked than a Logan Paul, you know?
Right.
But my point is, this company is a spectacle. It is no longer a professional wrestling company. The things that they are doing is spreading. You know, somebody reached out to me and they said, why do you think WrestleMania did not feel as grand as it does every year? And I said, look how many stadium shows they run throughout the year. That wasn't a commonality in wrestling to run, you know, four or five stadium shows in a year like that on pay-per-view. Right. They do the Saudi show. That's always bigger than anything. Royal Rumble's in a stadium. You know, Survivor Series. They're doing major buildings. Money in the Bank is in a major building. SummerSlam is a two-night spectacle now at MetLife in a football stadium.
Right.
Of course, it doesn't feel as special, but everything is grand now with them. So when you look at the longevity of this, will we get to see? And listen. Everybody brings up David Arquette when I bring this example up. It's a very different scenario.
Yeah.
David Arquette is not, you know, Bad Bunny or Mr. Beast. These are mega superstar pop culture spread. Tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people have consumed their content. When they think about this, they're thinking growth over anything else. They're not thinking... Yeah. You know, Rich and Andrew are going to be upset because it wasn't a 35-minute, you know, great five-star match. None of that matters.
Exactly.
I'm sure to some element it does, but for the majority, for the big picture idea, that doesn't matter. And so that's why Logan Paul's in the mix here.
Oh yeah, 100%. Well, I'm gonna try to rephrase that and put it to in like a simpler package where like let's say you're on a diet, right? And you go to a restaurant. The restaurant does not care about your diet. And WWE is the restaurant.
Listen, WWE doesn't give a shit about anything except for your pockets, your money. That's what they care about. It's a publicly traded company. You got to be honest about this. You got to be real about this. This is a reality. Mm-hmm. This is not a company that is catering to only professional wrestling. They want to branch out into everything and anything.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Use your kids as an example, too, because your kids love watching WWE.
They
right?
love watching they WWE. Favorite. It's bright. You know, it's loud. It's a lot of stuff happening. There's all different characters. It's the Muppet Show.
Right. And in 10 or 15 years, right, when they get a little older, they can tell those stories of like, oh, I used to watch wrestling with my dad and it was awesome. Maybe they'll still be into it. Maybe they won't be into it. But at some point, they're probably going to go to a show. We'll take them to a show as they get older. And then when they have kids, that's the interesting thing about WWE is that ever spinning war machine, they will keep getting the pop culture and they'll keep getting brighter and brighter just to have that turnover of fans. You know, let's say next time you take your kids to the show, it's you, your wife, your two kids, that's four tickets, right?
Yeah.
And then all the merch and all the food and all that stuff that WWE has got a lock on. you know?
Yeah.
It's wild. Yeah,
it's wild. Logan Paul kicked off the show. He runs down all of his pointers as to why he's going to beat Jey Uso to win the title. Now, do I believe he's going to win the title? No. Do I think it's a bad idea for him to win the title? I don't either. I don't think it's a terrible idea for him to win the title. Just how you play the scenario out. Gunther comes out.
Do you think they will do a move where they kind of did it with Jericho years ago, where Logan Paul wins the title, they gauge the crowd reaction, and then they restart the match?
You know, I love that trope. I love that, like the pull the rug under them. They could do that. I mean, that might not be bad. You know, they do a reversal. He holds the title up, and then they do a reversal because he cheated. We haven't seen that in a while. Yeah. You know, that's a very Vince McMahon ending from the 90s. Gunther interrupted. He says Logan being champion would be a positive for the business, but then brings it all back to the fact that he got a title shot on June 9th and he walked away. So he wins the title. He says, I think it's great because I'll beat you. I'll get my title back.
Right.
Paul gets disrespected by this and turns around and eats a super kick by Jey, who popped up behind him. So I don't know. You know, he's a great heel. He's very unlikable. I think some of that has to do with his personality in real life, but he's a very unlikable guy.
It's funny that he's gelling so well in the Gunther, Jey Uso, Seth Rollins scene.
Isn't that? I know. Yeah.
What else we have? We had Judgment Day defeating Penta and AJ Styles with the interruption by Grande Americano.
They did matchy. This was a fun match. Did you see that? Styles and Penta. Yeah. They were matchy. Matchy.
This was a fun match. Matchy.
Yeah, this
and
was
another,
fun.
And another mention of the Bullet Club, too.
Another mention of the Bullet Club, yeah. I like this. The El Grande Americano is such a... It really is like a Vince gimmick, you know?
Yeah, great heel.
But it's working.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Women's Money in the Bank qualifier match. Roxanne Perez defeated Natalya and Becky Lynch. Natalya wrestled for the Crockett Cup for NWA over the weekend.
Oh, very cool.
And she beat up a fan. You got to see the video. See, yeah, it's great stuff. Lyra Valkyrie returned to stop Becky Lynch from winning. While Lyra and Becky were brawling out in the crowd, Roxanne got the pin on Natty. Pinned Natty off Pop Rocks. You couldn't phrase that any differently?
No.
Off.
That's directed at you, MG.
Yeah. Sheamus defeated Grayson Waller. Okay, talk about the next segment here.
Tyrese Halliburton showed up in an interview with Michael Cole and Pat McAfee. Tyrese Halliburton is in WWE 2K25 because if you remember last year around the same time, him and Jalen Brunson had a bit of a face-off in the ring.
They did have a face-off, and they're going to have a face-off tomorrow on Wednesday.
I feel like WWE... Exactly. Oh, my God. It's going to be game one, Knicks Pacers. I feel like WWE could not wait to bite on this hard enough.
You know, and it fell perfectly for them. Like, think of the timing for all of this. It fell right in their lap. This is a SummerSlam match.
You might say that this was a huge layup for WWE.
Was a huge layup.
That pun? Yeah. Like that pun? Like
so
that pun?
Good. So good.
I'm excited, man. Like, I like it. It's funny. That clip is hysterical. You know, like, when was the last time you saw like two basketball players on wrestling?
1998.
Rodman and Karl Malone.
Dude, that was so wild, that Rodman and Karl Malone stuff. And Malone looked incredible as a wrestler.
Oh yeah, he put the time in. He hit that gym. He looked insane.
Oh, he looked unbelievable. The mailman.
Mm-hmm. I remember watching that and being like, "Is he quitting basketball?"
I couldn't. You know that. You know what it was like. Rodman is like a jack guy too, but he's lanky.
Yeah.
Karl Malone is as tall as Rodman, but he's so jacked.
The shoulders,
great shoulders on him, on the mailman. Women's Money in the Bank qualifier. Rhea Ripley defeated Kairi Sane. Now, this match became a disaster. The match was switched to a one-on-one after Zoe Stark suffered a really bad knee injury and needed to be carried out. It's the same knee she was out with for like 6-7 months that she had surgery on.
That's a sh- Yeah.
And it was just a mixed spot, right, MG? Like, yeah. I think she was going for something and Kyrie didn't notice.
Yeah, someone wasn't in position. I think either one.
I think it was Kyrie. Kyrie wasn't in position, and listen, it's a terrible thing. It happens. You know, she was going to eat the pin in the match for Rhea to qualify, but yeah. They ended up going that way, and Rhea won, beating Kyrie. Finn Balor introduces Roxanne Perez to the group in the Judgment Day clubhouse. She's not in the group, but around if they need extra hands. All right, cool.
Cool. I'm cool with that.
All right. She gives a peace offering in the form of, it says nuggets. They're not nuggets. They're tendies.
Yeah, the tendies,
It's
bro.
Not chicken nuggies. It's chicken tendies. But everybody is reporting it. As a journalist, as not a journalist, as a pro wrestling media personality, I will report
as a wrestling influencer.
It should not be nuggies. It's tendies.
Do you consider yourself a wrestling influencer?
No, please don't use that term.
You know that's a thing now, right?
It's gross to me. It's gross to me.
I don't want to be the world's best wrestling influencer.
I don't want to be a wrestling influencer. I like doing radio. I like doing broadcasting. I like doing media. I am not an influencer. I don't want you influenced by me at all, ever in any aspect.
Tandy, they were tendies.
Yeah. Jey Uso versus Braun Breaking. What is? I can't see it. All right, let me see here. Where? Which one? Pull it up.
Dom is a breaded chicken connoisseur.
Maybe the story is that she got nuggets when he likes tendies. Oh, that might be good.
There you go.
And that is good too. Dominic is a breaded chicken connoisseur. That's fantastic. You know what I had last night? Mm-hmm. I had a cauliflower crust chicken cutlet.
How'd you like it?
It was not bad. It was not bad at all.
Instead of breadcrumbs, it was cauliflower.
Instead of breadcrumbs, it was cauliflower.
That's nice.
It was nice. Justin Taylor made it. It was not bad at all. You know, and Taylor goes, do you like it? I'm like, yeah, it's really good. She goes, is it better than regular? I was like, it's not better. It's different.
Were you like, try harder?
Try harder next time. Jey Uso, Braun Breaker, ends in a no contest. Seth Rollins attacked Jey Uso mid-match, causing a no contest. Afterwards, Rollins and Breaker beat down Uso until Sami Zayn and CM Punk run in. They start brawling. They would end up in the crowd as Uso celebrates alone in the ring. Logan Paul suddenly appears and knocks him out. And that is your go-home, I guess. I guess SmackDown's a go-home, sure. But that's your go-home Raw for Saturday night's main event.
Great. I think I thought Sami was going to turn yesterday.
Too early. I think he'll turn at the show.
Okay.
I want him to turn.
Guys, get your questions ready. Turn on Punk and then he'll join Paul Heyman.
Yeah, we're going to do heavy questions today.
Yeah, heavy questions today. Guys, get your questions ready. We're going to go through the next cards and some AEW stuff and then off to the races with those questions.
Yeah. You want to go into AEW Dynamite for Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday's Dynamite looks like a fun one. It's been on the up lately, I think, for the last few months. Ever since those Christmas shows, I feel like they've just been like...
Yeah, the whole year they've been
consistent, you know. Yeah. Hangman Will Ospreay face-to-face. Great. Mercedes Moné, Jamie Hayter face-to-face. This is ahead of this weekend show, Double or Nothing. MJF signs contract to join the Hurt Syndicate. Very excited about that. Mina Shirakawa versus Julia Hart with Tony Storm on commentary. And you have an all-star trios match with Jon Moxley and the Bucks versus Samoa Joe, Powerhouse Hobbs, and Swerve Strickland. I feel like that's going to be like a 45-minute main event.
Yeah, they'll give it some time. Darby Allin made it to the top of Mount Rushmore. He flew an AEW flag on top of it. He planted it on top of Mount Rushmore. Now, how long will it take him to come back down?
I think he's going to skateboard back down.
He's coffin dropping right under, right down.
I would love that. I would love it if he coffin dropped off the mountain. They got a big crash pad waiting for him at the bottom.
Double or Nothing this Sunday live on pay-per-view. A lot of controversy regarding, is it on Triller? Is it not?
Is it on Amazon Prime?
I asked about Triller this morning, and I was told, I don't know, but it could be as simple as they were, you know, because here's the thing, the max pay-per-view functionality should be, I mean, that's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
It's still being worked on. I don't know if we're closer, and maybe that's why they're pulling Triller now, because they're getting closer, and that maybe the timeline was like May, you know, to have it. So I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be on Triller in the U.S. It is internationally. Well, I would hope so, because that's how I ordered for you guys. I pay for the pay-per-views. I don't get a comp.
On Triller.
On any of them. I pay for them all. Yeah. So I buy one for you guys to share. And then they just got added to Triller in the UK a few minutes ago. Okay.
Okay.
So I watch on YouTube, the YouTube pay-per-view functionality.
Yeah.
That's where I've been ordering them. Yeah, take a look if it's on there. Let's go through the card, Rich.
FTR versus Nigel McGuinness and Danny Garcia. What about that?
I saw some people saying, like, they were like, oh, this is like a collision main event. I'm like, it's a fun match.
It's Nigel. It's Nigel. Just be happy Nigel's wrestling.
Yeah.
You have a stretch. Okay, who do you think is going to take it? FTR and Nigel and Danny Garcia? Or
I think FTR.
I think you're going to get the Edge return, that Copeland return during this.
Oh, maybe he comes out and saves them.
Yeah. Okay. You have a stretcher match with Ricochet versus Mark Briscoe. I think Ricochet is going to take it. He's been on a run lately.
He's been on a really good run. Yeah.
You have the Owen Hart Foundation Women's Tournament Final, Mercedes Moné versus Jamie Hayter. This could end up being match of the night. I'm going to go with Mercedes.
I'm going with Mercedes.
Owen Hart Foundation Men's Tournament Final. Will Ospreay versus Hangman Page. As much as I want to say Ospreay, I feel like it should be Hangman. I'm biased, though, because I'm a big Hangman guy.
I know. I'm going Ospreay. Because think about it, right? Well, you know, maybe they... If there was somebody to take that title off of, you know, Moxley, and that reign of doom... Right. Is it better for it to be Hangman, an AEW original, or have it be Will Ospreay, the future of the company?
I agree with the AEW original of Hangman, because if you look at the trajectory of his storylines for the past year and a half, there really hasn't been a misstep. And I think this could culminate in him getting the prize that he deserves, you know, that getting that title again.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that opens up a lot more elements too, because you can always do that Will Ospreay match with him. You can return to the Swerve stuff. You know, you can return to the Okada stuff. It's like a lot. The cool thing about AEW is a lot of the guys on the roster who are at that top tier have ongoing storylines with a lot of other top tier guys.
Yeah.
So you're going Ospreay on that?
I'm going Ospreay, yeah.
Okay. AEW Tag Team Champions, the Hurt Syndicate. And this is going to be with MJF, probably. Defend against Sammy Guevara and Dustin Rhodes. How do you see this go?
Not good.
Not good for Sammy and Dustin?
Yeah, not good for Sammy and Dustin. Not good for Sammy and Dustin.
Or does MJF accidentally cost them the belts?
Oh, man. You know, that was always a topic of discussion, like, for the last couple weeks for us. Like, who's believably able to take the titles off of these guys?
Right.
And there really isn't anybody.
Believably.
Yeah. Like, you're not. Yeah. Listen, the Young Bucks can't be the ones. Right. Like, there's such a discrepancy in size. There is a level of suspension of disbelief, obviously. But you've told us that these guys are so big and dominant and they're just killing everybody. The Young Bucks are the same size as, you know, Darius FTR. And Dante Martin.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, they're not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they destroyed those guys.
Well, because you're talking clean pin. Clean pin, absolutely. I agree with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm saying,
no...
like, in a match, like, without some weird distraction or whatever. But, yeah, you're right. MJF could cost them the match.
On accident.
But on accident, like,
I'm sorry, guys.
And the other thing is, all the big guys are heels. They have no Christian in the chat room. They don't have big baby faces that I could see as believable to beat them. Do you know who I do see that could beat them?
Who?
Edge and Christian.
Absolutely.
You know, what a good way to take the titles off of them, because they're still big guys. They're all WWE guys. Take them off and an Edge and Christian drop it to somebody else.
Yeah. Or if you had some, like, in some insane situation where you have Big Bill teaming with Hobbs, you know, like a team like that, you could see win.
Yeah. By the way, AEW has just announced that the double or I'm sorry, All Out will be September 20th in Toronto.
Cool.
I had somebody message me a week ago and they wanted me to double confirm something. And they were asking, they're like, have you heard anything about this being in New York? And I'm like, nope, it is not in New York.
Hmm. Toronto.
Toronto. They're getting a big show here with All Out. So very good move. I think that's a smart move to put it there.
Yeah. Yeah. So who do you think? Hurt Syndicate, clean finish, or screw finish, and Sammy and Dustin somehow win?
You know, I don't, I would love that to be the finish because that adds something, but I don't think Dustin is winning.
Okay. Anarchy in the arena. Moxley's team versus Strickland's team. A lot of people, this is going to be like an 11, 12 person semi-main event.
Whose music are they
right?
playing? Whose music are they going to play the whole time?
Does Mox come out with
Oh, maybe he comes out with it. Yeah, and they play it.
Yeah, because that was fun the last time they did that. Wild thing.
Yeah, maybe they do that. I'm looking forward to this. You know how I feel about the Anarchy in the Arena matches, but the last one was incredible.
Yeah.
It sold me on it. AEW Women's Championship. This is going to be a great match. Mina versus Toni Storm. I think with the final moment of this match will be Mercedes coming out and staring at Toni and Toni staring at her, and that is the match at All In.
Awesome.
Because that's what we're going to get out of this, right? Because that's the next pay-per-view. Next, you know, non-Forbidden Door pay-per-view. But
right.
This is a you know, you need to start piecing the puzzle pieces. You need to start putting them together between Okada and I think between Okada and Omega, Ospreay and Moxley and Tony and Mercedes. You really built a great three-person, you know, triple main event there.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's a matter of will it sell tickets.
I think so.
Yeah.
Let's see. Do you want to go into the preview of Saturday night's main event and then do questions?
Let's do that.
All right.
And so there's Saturday also NXT Battleground.
Let's do it.
You know, so for people who don't know, our producer has the ability to speak to you guys also or just speak to us. So normally when the producer speaks, they do like a quick, like, next segment, okay? Or like they'll be like Saturday night's main event, next segment. He tells a whole story and now I need to stop speaking and there's like a good 5.5 seconds of dead air,
right,
that you guys don't hear,
right? So that pause right there was a good example.
Now I'm on
that.
Air
yeah now he's on air
so we should probably talk about the ending of Collision, or how Collision ended Saturday night.
Yeah, Collision ended Saturday night with missing the 30-minute ending. It was a 90-minute show. A lot of people, dude. The best was, okay. You want to know how dumb people are? Okay, you want to know how stupid people are? Do you know how many people were writing like, "Oh, this is definitely a sign from WBD. This is WBD, you know, something happened that they pulled the show from the air and they put Black Adam on. You know, they're sticking it to Tony. You know what happened? It was a pre-recorded show and the file was corrupt.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
A mistake.
Now, on whose side? I don't know if it was corrupted on the retrieval or if it was corrupted in the editing. I don't know if they watched it and then something happened uploading it. I don't know. But I was told that it was a corrupted file. Actually, I could see what they wrote exactly, and I'll try my best not to.
And also,
them.
Mistakes happen all the time in TV production.
Yep.
It's just a matter of us not recognizing them.
Yeah. The file went bad, and they had to go to a backup programming because it was gonna go on afterwards. So that's...
Yeah.
It happens. There was no big conspiracy, boys and girls.
Yeah, exactly.
WBD is not sitting there and saying, ooh, I'm going to stick it to Tony Khan.
One
Do you know
man.
How they view this? Do you know how they view this show? They view it as one of many programs on the network that garnered decent ratings. That is how they see it. So, I mean, I saw so many like, oh, this means that, you know, this has to mean something. No, Black Adam was going on. You know why? Because it's a Warner property.
Right.
So it was on afterwards. I don't know. Yeah. Fascinating. Fascinating.
Let's do NXT and then
let's do it.
Saturday night's main event, and then we'll do questions.
Great.
Guys, get your questions ready. If you feel like super chatting, us, your question will be bumped to the front of the line. NXT Battleground this weekend, you have Channing Stacks Lorenzo versus Tony D'Angelo.
Great.
Tony D'Angelo. TNA World Championship. First time on NXT television. Joe Henry defends against Trick Williams.
Did they defend the title before? You know what? No.
You might be right. Maybe they did. I'm not sure. Not on a pay-per-view. Joe Henry versus Trick Williams. I think Trick Williams is going to take it.
Oh, man. That would be an interesting move.
NXT Women's Championship. Stephanie Vaquer versus Jordan Grace. I think Stephanie's going to retain.
Yeah.
NXT Championship. Obafemi versus Miles Bourne. The Miles Bourne thing I find very fascinating, but I do think, because I think there's a lot of upside with him. And he's getting a really quick push. I think Obafemi is going to retain.
He's another Randy Orton.
The age of Randy Orton's is upon us.
Yeah, you know, we've seen all of this, right? Like, we've seen the age of
Jeff Hardy's.
Tons of Jeff Hardy's. Now, Indies had a ton of spooky guys like The Undertaker. Now we're getting in the Randy Orton era. How many CM Punks were there? Tons.
There's quite a few CM Punks.
There was quite a few CM Punks.
You know what there really never was many of? John Cena's. I feel like because of John Cena is impossible to look like.
Have there been indie John Cena like clones? That's a great question.
That is a good question. I think maybe as far as like pure baby faces, but to look like that maniac, you know, that's a lot of hours in the gym.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, but the age of the Randy Ortons is upon us.
Yeah.
But slim Randy Orton, not this Randy Orton. This Randy Orton looks like a He-Man figure.
Oh, dude, the real Randy Orton is incredible. Mm-hmm. All the CM Punks are in WWE now. Yeah, they're all in WWE now.
Yeah.
Who was a good CM Punk?
Who?
What's his name?
Kevin Steen?
No, not Kevin Steen. The announcer married Carmella. Oh my God. Corey Graves.
Oh yeah, yeah, 100%.
Corey Graves was a good CM Punk
when he was, what was it, Sterling James Keenan.
Great. Tyler Black also was a little bit of a CM Punk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to see a CM Dwayne Punk ripoff.
Oh yeah, imagine
Dwayne today, not like 90s rock that everybody rips off.
Like the Dwayne today that looks like a golem.
yeah, that looks like a golem.
Come to life from magical powers. CM Punk and Sami Zayn versus Seth Rollins and Braun Breaker with Paul Heyman. This is for Saturday night's main event. Is this where Sami turns on Punk and joins Paul Heyman?
I hope so, because that's a nice level to get, you know, to do. And I think that's such a great SummerSlam match.
Mm-hmm. Like Sammy and Punk.
Sammy and Punk is such an incredible SummerSlam match to have. I really feel like there's so many of these that you can do, right? And there's so many that you want to happen, but it's hard to get to. Like Roman and Punk is gonna take a while to get to. You're gonna have to do even Punk and Cena. You're gonna have to navigate a story to do that. You don't need to navigate this. It's already here.
Yeah. This is kind of built in already. And like you said, we've never seen it before. We've never seen Sami Zayn versus CM Punk.
Yeah.
And they'll put on a hell of a match.
Oh, yeah.
Steel cage match. So who do you think takes this?
I think, it's Rollins and Breaker.
Okay, Rollins and Breaker. If there's no heel turn, I'm going to say Sami and Punk.
Okay. If there's no heel turn,
again, there's going to be shenanigans because, listen, this match might end with a misplaced spear from Roman Reigns, like a spear to Punk.
Oh, maybe that becomes the match then. Ooh, that's a good way to get to Roman and Punk. You just took my whole theory and you blew it up in my face.
Took your breath away.
You know what bothers me, MG? When I'm looking at you, why do I look at the back of your router? Why is the back facing forward? What do you mean it's not plugged in? What is it, just decor? Put it the normal way.
Nah, he slurps out of that wire.
Oh, God, thank God. Okay, thank you. Nobody could see this, but it was... Thank you.
So you had a lot going on back there.
Yeah, there's bodies. There's hands, there's bodies, a head
there's
in a,
hands
in a
coming
jar.
Up under the desk trying to grab him.
He has organs in jars.
MG, I want you to have like a taxidermy style studio. I want you to start getting
I would love that.
Stuffed animals and stuff in jars and just put it behind you. I feel like it would just add to the mystique. Maybe put a couple of bolts on your neck, you know.
he's a Frankenstein.
Steel cage match, Drew McIntyre versus Damian Priest. We want that blue cage, don't we?
I would love that cage. Give me the blue cage. I want the blue cage. I think Damian's going to take this.
Yeah, same here.
Because he got destroyed by Drew McIntyre the last match.
Yeah.
He beat the crap out of him.
I'm going to go Priest on this one. And again, congratulations, Priest. He got a street named after him in the Bronx.
He's in the Bronx Hall of Fame.
Yep. Non-title match, WWE champion John Cena versus R-Truth. How long do you think this match is going to be?
11 minutes.
I'm going to say 7 minutes.
You're going to go 7? Okay, you know what? Let's do this. I'll buy you a drink.
If it's under 7 minutes.
If it's closer to mine, I buy you a drink. If it's closer to yours, you know.
I'll buy you a drink. What did you say?
Make the over and under 7.5.
You said
let's
12
make
minutes?
The over under. Let's make the over under 7.5. I'm going with the over,
which is 12.
Mm.
You said 12, right?
I'm going with the over on 7.5.
Okay.
You're going under.
So I'm
going
to go under.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going under. And I do think, can we do a parlay where Randy Orton shows up and RKO's John Cena?
Let's do a parlay also. Randy Orton shows up and RKO's John Cena. Yeah. Yeah.
I think this is going to be a fun one. It would be insane if R-Truth won.
You know, that would be something. Cena could get 18-time world champion and beats him immediately. I think that'd be fun too. Cena's definitely winning, but I think this is fun. This is a harmless, it's a non-title match, by the way.
Yeah.
So maybe R-Truth does win this.
That's true, yeah. Non-title
match. You
know,
it's possible Orton comes and RKOs him, and then he beat, you know, R-Truth wins.
Mm. That would be fun.
Yeah.
In your main event, the World Heavyweight Champion, Jey Uso, defends against Logan Paul. We spoke about this before. Is it the time to pull the eventual trigger will be pulled for Logan Paul to have that belt?
Yeah, I don't think
it's now,
though. Yeah.
But I could see this belt at some point, you know, and much to the chagrin of fans and people listening, I mean, you know it's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it's now.
I think Jey Uso retains, right?
I think Jey Uso retains. Yeah.
All right.
All right,
so
boys and
let's
girls.
Let's do some questions.
Q&A time. Submit your questions in the chat room. We will do our best to answer them. We got about a half hour here of questions to do. So let's, 20 minutes of questions. So let's do best. All right, what do we have?
This is from Maddie P. What does Swerve do at All In?
Oh, that's great. So he's most likely going to be with somebody from, paired with somebody on the other side of that Death Riders. Can it be Gabe Kidd? Swerve and Gabe Kidd?
I'd like that.
Right? Who's on that other side?
I like
side?
That a lot.
Give me the breakdown of the teams right now. I know.
Is it
but
full?
Not. No, wait. Yes, not at All In though. All In is months away. Yes.
I'm looking up who's going to be in Anarchy in the UK because Anarchy in the arena. So Swerve, Willow, Kenny, Samoa Joe, Powerhouse Hobbs, Moxley, Gabe Kidd, Young Bucks, and Marina Shafir.
Yeah.
Okay. Claudio or Shibata might be added. All right.
All right. I don't know. I don't know who swerves. I mean, because if you look at it, right? Ospreay will be with Moxley. Kenny will be with Okada. Could Swerve be with Gabe Kidd? I mean, that's a wild match. I would love to see.
I would love to see that as well.
That's a great
Gabe Kidd could have a fantastic match with anybody on that roster.
I mean, I don't think you do Swerve and Hangman again. You know, I want to see those guys away for a little bit because they're so good together. Like, there's such chemistry between those two. But
yeah,
like I think do it when there's something at stake here.
Yeah, and also I want the eventual tag team of Swerve and Hangman.
The Swerving Lariats.
That would be that. You know what? Those guys could take away the belts from the Hurt Syndicate.
You know what? That would be an interesting team to take it away from him. Yeah, that would be that would be a fascinating. I'm into that. That I'm into.
Friend of the show, Cadillac Carson, is Britt Baker hurt or what's going on?
Not hurt. I think it's just a creative thing. I don't believe she's hurt. I think it's just they're just. I don't know.
I can't pronounce this screen name.
I can't see it.
Yeah, I can't see it either. When is Tay Mello returning to wrestle?
I don't know. She's busy being a mom.
Yeah.
It gets hard, dude. You know? You know, one of my friends, she was like a big-time CrossFitter, like competitive. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, this fucking girl was so jacked. Incredibly.
Yeah.
Incredibly. Like, tremendous shape. And her husband, they were like big into this. And, you know, she's still in tremendous shape and she does everything. She does Pilates. She works out. I'm like, you don't do CrossFit. I mean, she goes, I can't fucking jump anymore. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, after having kids, like, I don't know how to jump. I was like, what do you mean? She goes, I cannot jump. There's certain things that my body just doesn't do. I can't jump anymore. So it's not an easy, you know, it's your body goes through a lot. So she needs as much time as she needs. But I'd like to see her back.
I'd like to see you jump.
Me? Oh, yeah. Dude, my knees stay on the ground. Like, I jump, and my knees stay. My whole foot stays. It just thighs go up.
Oop.
I fall right back in them.
This is from Mod Revolve. Andrew, have you heard anything about Grand Slam in New York this year?
I believe it's they're running the Hammerstein. I'm sorry, the
Arthur Ashe?
The U.S. Open. I don't know. Now, will it be at Arthur Ashe or could they do Louis Armstrong? Last year, they wanted to do it at Louis Armstrong and the plans changed. Yeah. So, I think Louis Armstrong would be better because it's smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And they were not, you know, that first year they drew almost 20,000 people in that building. Second year was like a couple tens of thousands.
Yeah.
Last year was not good. That building was very void. So
yeah, it was very void.
You know, why don't you just go into Louis Armstrong? It's 13,000 people.
Yeah, plus his ghost is there.
Louis, his ghost is there.
Is this going to be before or after the renovations? Because that was announced today.
No,
right?
The renovations don't start till like 2027. Oh, but they just renovated that place, and like it's beautiful. Like, I actually, you know, do you know? I love going to the U.S. Open. We take the kids every year.
Yeah, you go with Uncle Bob.
I have a mint julep. I wear my short shorts. I wear my white button down. I have my fan. I fan myself while I watch tennis. It's incredible.
Do you want to hit the ponies this year?
Ah, we should, actually.
Yeah.
It's early enough time in the season. We go to Belmont?
Yeah. Yep.
Watch some races?
Go to Belmont.
Yeah.
Have a day. That'd be nice.
I was at the Belmont Stakes. I lost a lot of money
that
day.
That was a couple years ago, right? That's right. You were wearing that salmon outfit.
I wore my salmon suit. Yeah, I proceeded to watch a older man yell and curse because his horse did not win. I was invited. I was in the owner's suite. It was very nice.
Brian Knight asks, do you think AEW will create women's tag titles by the end of the year?
I don't know about the end of the year, but the fact that a lot of people are asking this question publicly and to me means that there's something going on. They've always wanted to. They're not against it. They just need a better women's roster. And when they started the company, that was a conversation. It started with a women's tag also, because why wouldn't you? But they just didn't have the depth in the roster. Not that they don't have the talent. Mm-hmm. They don't have the depth. Now it's a very different company. You know, they have a lot of depth with women in the company. You know, think about how many women are on Ring of Honor or in Ring of Honor that are not getting TV time on AEW television. Right. So if you introduce a tag title and you create these tag teams that people are intrigued by and interested in, that'd be great. Who should be the first one? We don't know, because there's not too many women tag teams out there.
Right, right.
You got to manufacture them. Natural tag team. You got to manufacture. Yeah. Even in WWE, they're all really manufactured.
Yeah.
Which isn't that fascinating?
It really is. It really is. Like, I can't remember having like, I feel like it's a relatively new thing, right? Like, within the sphere of within the entirety of women's professional wrestling, having a ladies tag belt.
Well, I actually present this question to someone and they were like, well, think about it, right? If you start off, everybody starts off in the indies, how many women are on these indie cards? Generally, it's like one match. So you don't have enough to sustain a tag division or sustain becoming a tag team specialist. You don't have enough competition out there. So I think it's possible they could do something. I mean, Willow and Statlander would be incredible.
Yeah. Sometimes it works out. Like FTR was thrown together in NXT. You know, they weren't tag guys.
And they turned out to be incredible. The mechanics.
Yeah. They gelled. They gelled extremely well.
Yeah.
And, you know, they look like they wrestled together for a million years. And now, you know, they've been wrestling together for a million years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see here. Christian Ramos asks, is Athena supposed to be at All In? They alluded to it last year with Mercedes in that photo for the announcement for All In Texas.
I mean, she's from Texas, so I assume that she'll be there. She'll be on the card somewhere.
Yeah.
And you know what? Why? She's incredible. Athena's always been good. Why is she there? Why is she in Ring of Honor? Why is she always on that side?
Right.
I don't know.
That's a good question. That's a really good question. That's more, obviously more of a behind the scenes thing than we know about, probably.
I mean, listen.
You know, but I do think she should be profiled on TV. At least make her like the Queen of Collision, or like put her in there
something,
somewhere.
Yeah. You know? So a Queen of Collision. I love that. I don't know. And it almost feels like they make their Ring of Honor decisions and their booking really has to do with if they are close to getting a TV deal or there's a conversation or a negotiation happening. Like that Jericho getting that title is not for no purpose.
Right.
What are you popping? What are you popping with that? Mm-hmm. He's not a Ring of Honor competitor. He's an older wrestler. He's a legend. But what are you popping? What's the purpose of him having that title? For Bandido to beat him? I don't think
exactly.
So. I think it's to get eyeballs on the product a little bit because somebody showed interest. Mm-hmm. And I'm not. I think that's a great idea. That's how, you know, that's masterful. You're doing the right thing. But I don't know if Ring of Honor will ever get TV. I think the longer this conversation goes on, the less likely it is that it happens, or it happens in a grander way.
Now, is the tag match this weekend between Dustin and Sammy and the Hurt Syndicate, is that title for title?
I don't think so. No, I think it's just for the AEW title. Yeah, it's just for the AEW title.
Okay. Cadillac Carson asks, what's a vacation spot you would love to go to that you've never been to before? Hawaii. That's my answer.
Hawaii.
Never been to Hawaii.
I'm going to Italy next year. Maybe.
Visiting the family?
Maybe like Mykonos, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
I haven't been to Mykonos. I do Mykonos. Japan, I want to go to. I haven't been to Japan.
Japan, 100%.
There's a lot of islands I haven't been to. You know what my favorite island is?
You've never been to Staten Island.
Staten's my favorite one. Randall's. Governors.
Right, never been to Randall's.
My favorite island is Aruba. Love Aruba.
All right.
Should go to Germany. That's what someone said. I'd love to go to Germany.
There
love
you go.
To go.
I think
see all the Gothic cathedrals.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Eat some delicious German chocolate. Can you F with chocolate or no?
I love chocolate. Do you know what's annoying me? The German Donair House that's opening by us? German kebabs? Can I talk about this for a second?
Sure.
You saw that, right?
Sure. Yeah.
There is a kebab place opening up, which I love kebabs, okay? Love them.
Yeah.
Rich, too. I like all variations of kebabs. I like the Persian variation. I like the Arab version. Mm-hmm. I like a Turkish kebab. I like a Greek kebab, which is a souvlaki. I like kebabs. You know what I do not like? Liars. There is no such thing as a German kebab or German Donair. Donair House. And you know what their logo is? The Pornhub logo. Now, is it delicious? I don't know. I assume it is, because how bad could it be?
It's probably going to be delicious.
It's probably going to be delicious. I don't understand this German, authentic German kebabs.
We'll see. You know, we'll see what happens when it opens. I'm sure we'll get food from there.
Do you know what's authentically German? A Wiener Schnitzel.
A Wiener Schnitzel?
A Hunter Schnitzel. I don't know what a German kebab is. Lies.
So FCN.
It is FCN. Turkish. It's a Donair.
FCN Toby says kebab equals the German Philly cheesesteak. let's see here. Okay, this is a good one. What happened to Private Party?
They lost. And that was it. They booked it backwards.
Mm-hmm.
They booked their win totally backwards.
Brad Smith asks. Yeah, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Brad Smith asks, any Bullet Club updates? Jay Juice and the Guns.
I don't know. I know that Juice was going to be back. Jay is still hurt, and I don't know where the Guns are. Did any of them get hurt?
I think they're good, right? Did you say Jay's hurt?
I think Jay's
hurt.
They're
just not doing anything with
him. No, Jay's hurt. Okay. I think Juice is ready. Or Juice is coming back soon. Yeah. The Guns update is on Fightful. There you go. Christian, thank you.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Christian. Brian Knight, since Triple H booked the Eastern Conference Finals, did he book the Mavs winning the draft lottery last week too?
Oh my God. Who do you think? You think the Knicks beat Indiana?
I hope so, man. I'd lose my mind. Did you know that this is the first time ever that American sports fans are being compared to soccer fans in Europe?
Because of how rowdy 7th Avenue. Dude, do you know I was in Manhattan for that?
Oh, were you?
I made the smartest decision because I left. Mm-hmm. I was leaving as the game was ending. And I decided to take, because I was by 60th Street, I decided to take an Uber over the bridge instead of going back to Midtown to go to Penn Station. I would have never made it home. I would have been hung like Mussolini by my feet on one of the light poles. I would have never made it out of that crowd.
It would have been impossible to get to Penn Station. My wife luckily took one of the last trains back from Grand Central that night. So she avoided the entire crowd. Yeah. But like the Knicks fans are being compared, for once, American sports fans are being compared to like soccer hooligans, where it's like, wow, this team brought this entire city together, you know, and like everybody is just like full on board for the Knicks.
Yeah, it's I'm looking forward to it, man. I hope they make it to the finals. That'd be incredible. Yeah. That's great for New York.
Yeah.
And I will most likely go to one.
Oh. With the financier?
Probably.
Nice.
Yeah.
This is from FCN Toby. Why are people not booked for Collision or Dynamite? Why are the people who are not booked for Collision or Dynamite on Ring of Honor?
I think too much talent. I think spreading thin. There's 501 reasons. Like, I spoke to someone there, and again, not Will Washington, because every time I say that here, everybody thinks it's Will, which I love Will, but it's not Will. You know, and I brought up a scenario. I was like, why is this, whatever, you know, whatever it was. And they're like, dude, there's like 400 reasons why we don't do something or why we do something, because everything, it's like a butterfly effect. You do something, it takes away from something, and you got to fill in the other one. So everything kind of intertwines. Do you know who I do love? I do love RJ City.
Yes.
I love RJ. And it's not RJ that I spoke to, but I love RJ so much.
It was Adam Cole.
It's Adam Cole. I call him up.
calls him up all the time. Let's see. Again, I'm sorry I can't pronounce your screen name.
Is that like Latin font? What kind of letters are those? Are those?
Girl.
Do you?
Guide.
He's trying.
Girl guide.
Do you see AEW signing more women for their new Ring of Honor Women's Pure title, giving them three singles women's titles on Ring of Honor?
Yeah, that's too many. But yeah, I think they're always looking. I think there's a tremendous amount of talent, especially women talent coming up, and I think they want to be proactive and lock people in and get them on their side.
Yeah.
Look how many people just got released from NXT, you know?
Yeah. Let's see. This might be our last one. Are you ready?
Okay.
Any word is from Brian Knight. Any word on what matches are planned for Worlds Collide?
I don't know. I just asked somebody. But you could kind of figure out who's going to be there.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun weekend, by the way. Like, I'm kind of pumped for that show.
Worlds Collide, yeah. The wrestling universe is changing. And I'm not talking about the one that just moved to Long Island.
Yeah.
Not Jack Sabbath's wrestling universe. Do you know that's my first time I met Sabu was at Jack Sabbath's wrestling universe?
Wow.
First time I met Taz, and he yelled at me.
Was this when he had that commercial that would run sometimes on Monday Night Raw where he would the dude through the table?
Yeah, he that was my basketball coach. He threw that was my Armenian basketball coach.
Yeah.
Forgot his name. He threw him through the table, and he goes, "We crushed the competition."
What a local. For those of you guys who don't know what we're talking about, there was a store, and he's still doing it. Like, this guy was an indie. He was an indie guy at one point, and he had, like, a comic shop / wrestling shop.
And he also has a promotion. He had a promotion,
and at one point during Raw, I guess, like, for a local spot, he would have this commercial where he would put a dude through a plastic table in his shop. And it was like, oh, wow, that guy's in the neighborhood.
Yeah. That was Hogope that did it. Taz did yell at me, and it wasn't my fault. There were these kids just cursing and yelling. And it was so funny to see Taz, like, yell. Like, I don't know if he was a dad yet at that point, but it was so funny to see him come out and tell everybody to shut the fuck up and they're being disrespectful. And I'm standing there with my Taz, my orange Taz shirt, and I'm like, it's not me.
Why are you yelling at me, Taz?
Why yelling? Who else did I meet there? I met Candido, Taz, Sabu, RVD, all of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
That's a fun spot. Now, whenever he gets somebody, the line is like around the block, too, which is pretty cool. You know, that shows you how far wrestling's coming.
That actually makes me so cool. Happy. It makes me happy. Not just for him making money, but it's more for the talent. Because sometimes, like, you know, you see, like, who it is, right? And I don't want to...
Right.
Like, an older legend, right?
Yeah.
And you're like... Okay, I'm throwing a name. No disrespect whatsoever, okay? I'm just trying to come up with a name... I'm just trying to come up with a name that I know that has done an autograph signing there, right? But how many people are going to line up for Hacksaw Jim Duggan? Or, you know, the model Rick Martel? Or...
You would think not a lot, but he does a good job of promoting it.
He does a great job.
And it's always tremendous.
And it shows you that the legacy that these guys leave behind is larger than people think. And it makes me so happy to see I'll drive by, you know, like I'm in the area. There's only a couple blocks away from us. I'll drive and I'll see a line out the door and I'll see like who it is. You know, it'll be like.
Yeah. Yeah. Sean Waltman.
That's too. Like I'm somebody from the 80s, you know.
Yeah.
It could be someone from the J.J. Dillon is doing an autograph signing. And there'll be a line around the block. Or like Kelly's really doing an autograph signing. And there's a line. Or Eva Marie is still new. But like, who is the other one? Eva Mendez. Eva Mendez is doing an autograph signing. There's a line around the door. Hakeem the African Dream is doing an autograph signing.
And there's a big line. You know, it's God bless. That's the access we have now on YouTube. You know,
now that walk you cannot do, right? That is a racist walk.
No. No, you're not allowed to do that anymore.
Can I do the wall?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because it's so cool.
Maybe in the privacy of your own home?
In privacy. I need someone to... Eve Torres, not Eva Mendes.
Eve Torres,
yeah. Eve Torres. So sorry.
Sorry.
Eva Mendes. Isn't Eva Mendes an actor?
The actress, yeah.
I need someone to tell me the rules of Hakeem the American Dream and being able to do his funky little walk. Not allowed. Allowed. I need to know this.
Allowed, maybe without the outfit.
I mean, the outfit is a bit much.
The outfit is a lot.
The outfit is a bit much.
But I would like to see you in that outfit.
There's so many of those outfits that I would love to wear that I, you know, like one thing that I want to do is start dressing up like a Middle Eastern dictator.
I want to see you dress like Saba Simba.
That was a wacky, you know, talk about that, right? Like, what show was it on? Were we doing a show where we were talking about like wrestlers that were huge?
Yeah.
And then they weren't?
Was it that or was it wrestlers that were huge? But then got turned into something else.
Like, okay, so yeah. One example would be if we were older, it would have been superstar Billy Graham in his prime versus like Karate Man, superstar Billy Graham. One guy is Greg the Hammer Valentine. Ted DiBiase. Yeah. Well, we saw him as the Million Dollar Man, and that was pretty cool. But Saba Simba's the one, right? Tony Atlas, he was a big act, huge act.
Yeah.
And then he was relegated to, you know, that ridiculous thing that, who was it, Piper was so angry at Vince at that.
Yeah.
He's like, that's Tony Atlas. Or whatever the fuck he said.
Well, that's a good Piper.
I can't. That's the first time I've ever tried it. First time.
That's a good one. If I close my eyes, it was Piper. Thank you. Turned into Piper right there.
When I think of Roddy Piper, I think of my neighbor, Tommy Dulligan, because he does look like Roddy Piper. Yeah. And he has a little bit of that. Does. So I always try to do a little bit of Tommy when I do my Roddy Piper.
It works, man. You got to work on that. Work on it this week. Work on that and work on your Cat Williams.
I do a great Cat Williams.
It's not a bad Cat Williams.
I can't do it on TV, though.
You've been honing that Cat Williams. It's pretty good.
I do it for Jess all the time. And it turns into... there's a great Always Sunny bit. We spoke about this, right? They get trapped in like the jail of a cruise ship that's a sober cruise, but they bring liquor. Okay. Yeah. So they're dying because the ship is about to sink. So they're like trying to like pass time. So they start doing like impersonations. Mm-hmm. And I think it was the female cop from The Wire, right? That Dennis does.
DCH Pounder.
Yeah. That's what he does. And D does a terribly... from The Shield, there you go. And D does a terribly racist Barack Obama. My Cat Williams is that woman.
It's, you know what? You're absolutely right.
My Cat Williams is exactly her. And that's why I can't do
it. It's CCH Pounder.
Yeah. My Tracy Morgan, I'll do all day and all night. Undescript voice. That's a very New York voice. Jesse Ventura, prime versus not prime. I don't know. I never got to see him wrestle. He was just an announcer.
Can you do a Jesse Ventura?
I don't have time to bleed.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I don't have time to
bleed. You want
to
go home?
I want to go home. Yeah. Guys, love you so much. Love each and every one of you so much. We'll be back on Friday. Tune in Friday, 10:30 on the Mat Men channel. We still support Fightful. We love Fightful.
They love us.
We like
too.
To be naughty boys on that show.
Yeah, baby.
We behave here.
Yeah,
Sean couldn't take out Jimmy couldn't take out the liability insurance on the show, so we behave here. And see, we're being yelled at. Send me the audio. We got to send the audio to the show. We got Rob, or it's either Rob.
Is that Rob?
Next week we'll go into how you harass Rob all the time. And Kuru Metarico says, "Can't wait till the Friday show's canceled." Tweet. Yep. Hopefully we'll be back this week.
Listen, we keep you on your toes. You never know with us.
You never know. Love it. Love you guys. We'll see you all next time. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.